time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. And it's time once again for, I think this is our third now, discussion.
Third annual.
About turkey fryers. Thanksgiving is getting very close, and whether you want to admit it or not, turkey fryers are a great thing, but they can also be a very, very dangerous thing if things are not used properly and you don't take the proper precautions ahead of time to get ready for it. Fitz, how are we today?
Well, it's a good day. Love coming into your place. Here we are talking about a topic that we've been successful with. Three years in a row, we have not had a turkey fire yet.
And we blame ourselves for that.
That's right. We're going to take credit no matter who agrees or disagrees.
Absolutely. So let's talk about it. It's actually something that, you know, it's been around for, I'll bet you it's been around for 10 years, 15 years or more. But it just seems like it's kind of caught some momentum and some steam within the last maybe 5 or 6 years. And turkey fryers are a big deal. They're great. And I've never tried it. But I've heard that, you know, you can cook a turkey really fast. It turns out really good. But there are certain things that you got to do, and you've got to be really careful when you're dealing with it, aren't you?
I got to tell you from experience, and I'm talking about the fire job, of course, but the mistakes that people make are very consistent and resulting in damage or, you know, threats to damage. And that's what we want to talk about. That's what you and I have been successful for. And one of the most significant is buying and using a near frozen or a frozen turkey. That is the worst thing that you can do in the situation.
And you guys actually did that a couple years ago. And are you going to resurrect the video and put it on the fire department's Facebook page?
We're either going to do it again or resurrect that one, because it does show you exactly some sort of the dangers, but it's the big one. There's many others, and we'll talk about those, but that's a big one.
Absolutely. So let's spend some time talking about this, because, yeah, people will buy, for the most part, people usually buy a frozen turkey, unless you're, you know, keen to it and already, and that's what you're going to do as far as your turkey for the year is you're going to fry it. Most people, for the majority of it, they buy those frozen turkeys. And here's the other kicker, too. Sometimes you've got to check them, because sometimes a fresh turkey can have a little bit of ice in it. It still may.
And it's the ice that is going to react to the oil, and that's the problem. And it reacts with the burner. That reacts with shock and awe, which reacts to several things that can make the situation worse. So you're absolutely right.
And that's why you never put out a grease fire with water.
No. So we're going to always advocate that you have an ABC-style extinguisher, or to be more specific, an extinguisher designed for oils. Because you throw water at that, and we both know what's going to happen. It's going to make a bad situation worse.
Right, because, you know, I know it's a terrible thing, but my mother has always taught me to check your oil when it's hot, to just put a little water on your hands and flick it at the pot, and what does it do? It pops.
And it answers the question, doesn't it?
And it does.
But that's a drop of water.
And that's just a drop. If it hit a big chunk of ice, or even if your whole turkey was frozen and you submerged it, you're in a lot of trouble.
You're a lot of trouble. So that brings us to a couple other points that we should talk about. Always put it on level ground. Always make sure it's 10, 15 feet away from a building or even a tree or anything like that. Never let children or pets around it while it's burning. And one of the things that I've learned this past year that's a really good tip is make sure that you, once you get your oil to temperature, that you turn that burner off as you submerge the bird. If you're submerging that with flame underneath it, if any of the oils were to surface and get under to that burner, now you're really in trouble.
And you know, I never thought of that.
Yep, it's very important. And it's an easy thing to do, because you got to get the oil to temperature, don't you?
Right.
And brings me to my next point. Make sure you monitor the temperature of your oils.
Right, because how hot is the oil they want? Is it normally, I think it's one, I want to say it's like between 350 and 400 degrees. Is that about?
I think you're right. I would have to look it up, but you're right. That's the temperature that you're looking for. And there's a range. There's only like 25 degrees in there, that which is recommended between this and this. That's a pretty specific range. And once you get it to that, as we learned when we did our demonstration, boy, it is a hassle. Let me bring up that the next point, and that is, even when you're done, you have to be very cognitive of what you do with that. It needs to cool for 24 hours.
And maybe even then it would be okay, say, to take it Take it off the burner. Don't leave it sit on the burner because it could get knocked over or something like that.
Oh, it has to be on the ground. Absolutely.
Take it off. Put it on the ground. Even if you put it on a couple of bricks for balance so it's not flat on the ground because it would be very hot.
Right.
But just get it off of that burner.
And don't store it in the carport or the garage even after the fact thinking that's the place to be because it's just it's an opportunity for a problem.
It's still residual heat.
I agree.
And it may catch on. So, yeah, it's you know what? We've talked about this now. Every year for the last 3 years, and we very, very confident that that's why no one has, you know, had a fire is because of us. And yeah. We like that, and we like those thoughts and things like that. So
it's a tradition.
It is. It is. Just as like Thanksgiving itself. So just remember those things. Remember those tips. And, of course, if you have any questions about this kind of stuff, you can give the fire department a call, and they'll help you out.
I love talking about it.
And keep a lookout on their Facebook page for the video of what can happen when you actually do that, because yeah, it's not a good thing, and it causes a lot of heartache. So be careful out there. If you buy a frozen turkey, make sure it is completely thawed out and give it the right amount of time that it needs. And even if you buy a fresh turkey, my suggestion to you would probably be, you know, before you decide to do that, rinse it, rinse the inside, make sure there's no ice in there, and then dry it out.
And dry it off. Good for you. You're absolutely right.
All right. Next up, we're going to be talking about Christmas lights.
I'll be here. You know where to find me.
All right, my friend. So that's Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson with Price City talking all about turkey fryers. And all we can tell you is just be careful out there. Fitz, thank you so much.
3 years in a row, pal.
Thanks for coming in. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.